Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
So as the left begin to eat their own, ladies and gentlemen, the question of the day is, are the woke finally actually beginning to wake up? You know, it's a very interesting question because there was a time when I said they're never going to wake up. They're in a trance. It's like being in a cult where there's absolutely no way to break this except to separate them from the cult for a while. But you know, lately, I'm thinking more and more of these woke people are beginning to see a little bit of the ray of sunshine, a little bit of the light, and realize, wait a minute, something doesn't seem right here anymore. And this, we can only hope that this is true. Well, I want to start today's show talking about one of the far-left loonies, Whoopi Goldberg, one of the hosts of The View, who literally said on the air, the Holocaust was not about race. Now, let me clarify first. I don't think Whoopi Goldberg is anti-Semitic. I really don't. I don't know if she said anything anti-Semitic in her life or she's shown any anti-Semitism outwardly. But this is the result of what we're calling now like critical race theory. This is what they're teaching our children, and this is what people actually come to believe. Oh, this was not about race. This was about man's inhumanity to man. Well, man's inhumanity to man. That's what every murder is about. That's what every savage thing is about, right? You could put that label on anything. It's all about man's inhumanity to man, all gang violence, man's inhumanity to man. What's happening now in China with the Uyghurs, man's inhumanity to man. That's a very broad brush. And Whoopi, you obviously haven't done any, and I mean zero, research into the Holocaust, because Hitler not say with his own mouth he was attempting to create a master race? I think he did. So very clearly you have no idea what you're talking about. This is a problem in the United States of America, folks, and this is what we need to solve. As American citizens, as wherever you're listening from, doesn't matter, listening from Canada, listening from the UK, listening from China, I don't care where you're listening from. We have got to separate people who are famous from people who are smart, because it's not the same thing at all. You see people on your television on a daily basis and you think, well, they must have been smart to get there. They must have some education. They must have passed some crazy test that I could never pass in my lifetime to be able to talk about things on the air. No, they don't. They don't have the brains of an ice cube. They just got famous doing whatever it happens to be that they did, acting, singing, dancing, whatever the hell they happen to be doing. That's how they got famous. Doesn't mean they're smart at all. And you've just seen it, because Whoopi Goldberg is not only dumb enough not to realize that the Holocaust was about race, but then she goes on a late-night talk show and actually makes it worse. She makes it worse by basically saying, well, you can't really identify who's Jewish, so like, you know, with the KKK, they know who's black. But they really wouldn't know who's Jewish unless they did the work. So in other words, what you're basically saying is white. Whether you're Swedish, whether you're Italian, whether you're, it's ludicrous. It's ludicrous, and it shows her lack of intelligence. So what ended up happening there, folks, is they've suspended Whoopi for 2 weeks. And I've said publicly, and I will say it again, I'm totally against it. And here's the reason I'm against it. Because I've heard a lot of people, and especially people who listen to my show or follow my articles, saying, oh, come on, that's what the left would do to us. You're damn right that's what the left would do to us. That's exactly why I don't want to do it to them. Let them speak. The more they speak, the deeper they dig their grave. He's been giving that warning, and she'll be like, I'm going to keep my opinions to myself, some of this stuff. Well, then we'll never know the real Whoopi, will we? I wish you'd just let her keep talking. Let them all keep talking, and they're going to reveal themselves, and the masks come off. If you silence them or punish them for what they're saying, you'll never know what's really deep down inside. And for every time they open their mouth and you don't silence them, they're going to keep right on talking, and they're going to lose more and more people. Let them speak. Let them say whatever they want to say, because at the end of the day, they're going to hurt themselves, just like Whoopi Goldberg did. Now Whoopi Goldberg, who 2 days ago was calling for Joe Rogan to be taken off the air completely, never to be seen again, suddenly says, well, if I may quit. I may quit because I was called a naughty girl. No, you got 2 weeks suspension, which is nothing, because your television network realized they had to do something. They had to make some kind of small gesture. That's all it is, just a small little gesture. But here's what you did do. You lost a lot of people who thought, oh, when she's bashing Trump, when she's saying the Russian collusion thing is real, when she's saying this and that, she knows what she's talking about. She's a very, very smart person. No, she's not. And now the mask has been pulled off, and you know what Whoopi Goldberg is. She's an actress, and you can decide for yourself whether she's great or mediocre or good or fair or terrible. She doesn't know more than you. As a matter of fact, she probably knows quite a bit less than you. And yet, there we are, gathered around our television set, saying, I wonder what Whoopi thinks about this, because this will be important. Why is it important? Because she's famous? We absolutely need to stop that, and we need to stop that immediately. Let her talk. Let them all talk, and we'll see who they really are. Now let's get on to Joe Rogan, because Neil Young and Joni Mitchell and Graham Nash and everybody else that was alive in the 60s and having some fun with music suddenly say, we're going to take our ball and go home. If you don't take that evil, horrible Joe Rogan off the air. Well, wait a minute. Now I hear people saying he's a right to do that. If he has a problem with it, he certainly has a right to protest. Yes, he does. And if Neil Young had simply said, Spotify, I would like my music removed from your site. And then afterwards said, the reason I did that is because I very vehemently disagree with some of the things they allow on their network. I would have said, so what? That's his right. Let him do it. That's not what Neil Young did. What Neil Young did was effectively say, I am going to use my music as a means to try to silence someone else. He didn't remove his music and then tell us why. He said, I threaten to if. So he's giving an ultimatum. He's saying, this will happen or I will do this. That's a whole lot different than just saying, no, I'm just doing this, okay? So in other words, if I was playing a gig at a club somewhere and I found out that the club hosts some kind of Ku Klux Klan rally, I can literally say, I'm not playing that club. And that would be a statement against the KKK. I'm not playing the same club. I'm not doing it. I don't think it's right that you host them. But you got the right to do what you want. So I just don't want to be a part of it. But I don't really have the right to say it's them or me. Because then what I'm doing is I'm trying to force your hand with leverage, and I'm using my art as leverage to try to silence somebody else. Let the stupid KKK meet there. And then everybody will know what this club is all about, because this club has decided they want to do that, right? That's all. It's not hard. Neil Young has a right to pull his music off. Joni Mitchell has a right to pull her music off. They do not have the right to hold it for ransom and say, if you don't do the following, we'll do this. That's not freedom. You see, freedom of speech is also speech you disagree with. And for the life of me, I don't know what the problem is with them disagreeing with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan had a doctor on his show who has some theories that people don't like. He also holds patents for some of the very ingredients that's in this vaccine that you are touting so highly. This man is not someone who you can just simply say, well, Neil Young knows more than him. Neil Young doesn't know 1/8 of what this guy knows, 1/1000000th of what this guy knows. So you disagree with what this doctor says, but you don't have any degree in medicine. You just don't like it. You don't have a leg to stand on because you don't have credibility. So whether you think he's crazy or not, that's your right. But you don't have the right to say he's spreading false information. How do you know? How do you know? And if that's the standard, then why isn't CNN off the air? Why isn't The View completely off the air? That's the thing. Don't ban Whoopi Goldberg. But if you're going to hold to the same standard, The whole View should be off the air. The View said, get the vaccine, and there's no way you'll ever get COVID. That's not true. You spread misinformation. If you get the vaccine, you can't spread COVID. That is not true. So you spread misinformation. So if the standard is you're spreading misinformation, The View cannot exist as a show. If Joe Rogan can't exist as a show, The View can't exist as a show because they have certainly spread information that we now know for a fact is a lie. What that doctor said on Joe Rogan's show has not been proven to be false. Sounds weird, but it doesn't mean it's not true. And even if it was untrue, this is his opinion. That's all. It's his opinion. That's what they all hide behind. Well, I'm only giving my opinion. Well, I don't know. When you get on The View and say, if you get the vaccine, you won't get the virus, well, that is an opinion that's not true. So that is the left's definition, right, of misinformation. Where's Neil Young saying, I want The View canceled or I'll never do anything on ABC again? You don't care about that. See, because in their minds, they say, if I believe it, it's true. If I believe it, even though I have absolutely zero credibility, it's true. So Neil Young is somewhere saying, I know more than this medical doctor. I know this medical doctor is lying. How do you know that, Neil? Please show me your degree. Please show me the patents you hold. You don't know it. You don't like what he says. You don't want him to be right. And once again, if you were smart, you just let people talk. Just let people talk. Because then they're bound to say something even worse and even worse and even worse. And eventually people say, oh, yeah, okay, that's just a dumbass. But if you cut them off at the knees, more people say, well, what are they trying to do? Suppress information to us? And then more people flock to them. You're actually helping, not hurting. More speech is good. Less speech is bad. Simple as that. There's no reason to cancel Joe Rogan. CNN's still on the air. How much misinformation have they spread? Nicholas Sandman tried to get in the face of a poor Indian. Lie. Total lie. How many times did they say, oh, the COVID hospital rates are overran? And then the hospital is saying, I don't know, we don't have anybody in them. Lie. Kyle Rittenhouse, oh, he's a racist and he brought an illegal gun. Lie. Just one after the other. Lie, 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 lie. Oh, the Hunter Biden laptop, that's Russian disinformation. Lie. Or maybe we should just call it misinformation. Do you know how much misinformation has come out of CNN? And everything's got to be canceled. CNN's got to go. If Joe Rogan's got to go, CNN's got to go. They spread way more misinformation than Joe Rogan ever has. Because Joe Rogan's just on a show asking questions. CNN is saying, we got facts. See, that's a difference. Joe Rogan don't go on there and say, here's a big fact for you. Ivermectin works. I guarantee it. If you take ivermectin and you have COVID, you will get better. Joe Rogan never said that. Joe Rogan said, here's what worked for me. That's all I can tell you. And what did CNN say? It's horse dewormer. That's not human medication. That's not true. That's absolutely not true. So that's more misinformation. But CNN still goes along, right? Well, maybe they don't, folks. Maybe CNN isn't going along for too much longer. Because in the wake of Chris Cuomo being fired for his ridiculousness and his underhanded dealings with his brother, and then, of course, we have two producers, big-time producers for big-time shows being not only pedophiles, but the most sickening, disturbing, nasty, violent type of pedophiles you can imagine, talking about training someone's 9-year-old daughter to be subservient to men. Not only do we have guys who are jerking off during a Zoom call live on the air, not only do we have another host who is accused of sticking his hands down a man's pants and then licking at the palm of his hand. Who do you have over there? What the hell kind of a network are you running over there? You spread nothing but disinformation. Half of you are a bunch of perverts. And then guess what happens? Jeff Zucker resigns. So what was his big reason for resigning? What was the crime so horrid that Jeff Zucker has to resign? The head of CNN has to resign, step down. Was he caught in a pedophile scandal? No. Was he caught helping politicians behind the scenes? No. Was he caught jerking off on a Zoom call? No. He just had a consensual relationship with someone who also works there. A long-term consensual relationship with someone who works there. Who, according to some people who worked there, everyone knew about for years and years and years and years and years. That was his big crime. Yeah, I've been working alongside this woman for a long time, and we mutually decided we were going to have a relationship, and we've had one for years, and I didn't report it to CNN. So that's a conflict of interest. It's best to step down because of that. Bullshit. Can I put that any plainer? If you think that's the reason that man stepped down, then you are obviously insane. I'll tell you why he stepped down, or at least why I presume he stepped down, because of Cuomo. See, the Cuomo brothers, the gangster brothers, they didn't get their way. Chris got fired, didn't get all the money he was owed. Chris knows an awful lot about the inner workings there. And coincidentally, one of the people involved, oh, and all of a sudden Jeff Zucker takes his ball and goes home because he knows worse is coming. Or worse could come if you don't do what we say. Because that's the way the Cuomo brothers operate. These are the people you've been getting your information from. You've been getting your information from a man who's jerking off on a Zoom call. You've been getting your information from shows that are produced by pedophiles who think 9-year-old girls should be trained to be subservient to men. You've been getting your information from hosts who think it's perfectly okay to stick their hand down the front of a man's pants without his consent. And you've been getting your information from hosts who obviously have an axe to grind because their brother is a governor. And you're using your platform to help him try to silence the voices of women who say that they were sexually attacked by him. That's who you're getting your information from. You think that's a really good source of information? Do you think that's a trusted source? It's unbelievable that you have one viewer. I can't believe they have one viewer anymore. I can't believe that they have one single viewer anymore who really is buying into this bullshit. And you're the ones worried about misinformation? You're the ones saying we're going to clean up misinformation? You are a fountain of misinformation. Your whole entire network is dedicated to misinformation. How in the hell are you going to clean up anything? Start with yourself. Doctor, heal thyself. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But the misinformation continues and continues and continues, and finally some of the people are waking up. We see people like Bill Maher, who's about as far left as you can get, saying this party's insane. He didn't even say, well, I disagree with some of the things they say, but I also agree with... No, he said, you have gone insane. That's what he has told his party. You're insane. You're making pregnant men emojis. You're letting criminals out of jail with no bail to go commit acts of violence again. You're talking about defunding the police. You're doing ridiculous things that no one agrees with. And he said, I didn't change. You changed. The party left me. Charlemagne the God, who was up Joe Biden's butt like a meat hook, even forgave him for saying, if you ain't black... Oh, you ain't black if you don't vote for me. If you don't know whether to vote for me or Trump, you ain't black. Which should have disqualified him from ever getting any black votes. Charlemagne said, all right, it's okay, it's all right. Now what's Charlemagne the God saying? You know what he's saying? Where's Trump? Where the hell is Trump? Bring back Trump. Oh. I see. Well, it looks like maybe the mask is coming off. It looks like maybe somebody took your blinders off and you're starting to see the results. When I watched a funeral of a slain police officer in New York and his widow is literally up there crying, saying, listen to me. The policies are not working. No one is safe. We cannot continue this way. And it starts with the current policies of the New York DA. No kidding. No kidding. You're letting people out of jail, out of prison, no bail or very little bail, who have committed violent crimes. What do you think is going to happen? If your dog pees on the rug every night and you just sit back with your feet up on your recliner saying, yeah, I'll clean it later, is your dog going to keep on peeing on the rug? If every single night your kid does something you don't want him to do, your kid goes in and takes a whole bunch of cookies from the cookie jar and shoves them down his face, and you say, whatever, no big deal, is your kid going to keep on doing it? When there is no consequences for your action, when you do not correct the problem grows because there is no consequences. You can go into a supermarket, fill your cart, and walk the hell out with it. And no one's going to say nothing. Apparently, you can beat up your wife and try running her over with your car, and they will just say, naughty boy, don't do it again, and hand you back the keys to that car so you can go mow down a whole bunch of people in a Christmas parade. And when they're confronted with the results of their policies, they say, eh, well... I mean, we kind of knew. It's bound to happen. Doesn't mean the policy's not worth it, though. Oh, so what you're saying is those human lives, those are just collateral damage. The policy's greater than your human life. Your daughter's life isn't worth as much as making this policy work. How dare you? And to show you the mentality that we're dealing with, folks, people who will never wake up, we have Susan Sarandon saying, oh, well, you know, these cops, they kill more people and blah, 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 blah. We had some actress, I don't even know her name, she's so obscure, basically saying, oh, so one or two cops get killed and they close the city down. I can't even get through in traffic. And they kill people every day and they don't shut the city down. This is the mentality of people we're dealing with. This is the mentality. Those people are never going to wake up. But what they are doing, which is vitally important, and that's why I don't want them silenced. I want them, bring them on every show you can bring them on. Because what they're going to do is they're going to Bill Maher everybody. And by that I mean there's going to be Democrats and liberals sitting on their couch saying, wait a minute. Now, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with good for the cop getting killed. I don't agree with, they kill people every day and we don't close the city down. I don't agree with that. I don't want to be associated with these people. And little by little, they're going to get red-pilled and they're going to start to say, yeah, this isn't the party that I used to know. How many times did I warn you of that? All of my Democratic friends listening, how many times did old Marcus Kane warn you, this isn't your party anymore? Your party was taken over. Your party was hijacked by socialists and communists and fascists. And they want you out just as badly as they want any Republican out because you represent the old guard that aren't like them. And eventually they'll come for you. Well, they've come for you. They've come for you. And maybe it'll open your eyes and maybe it'll wake you up. Just had a report coming out of Johns Hopkins University, which is hardly misinformation, saying lockdowns were totally ineffective. They did not slow the spread of COVID. As a matter of fact, they said it was like literally 0.002% less. Well, guess what? The lockdowns themselves contributed to the deaths of more people than 0.02%. So in other words, Donald Trump was absolutely correct when he said the cure cannot be worse than the disease. Your ideas of locking people away not only did not work, but they had the reverse effect, mental health issues. People who couldn't get to their doctors for their chronic illnesses and ended up getting worse and dying. People who couldn't get their cancer treatments. People who became drug addicted. People who became alcohol addicted. The list goes on and on and on and on. Johns Hopkins now has said the lockdown did no good. And what are the response from 90% of the Democrat states? Too bad. We think they do. And we're going to keep right on doing it. At least you're going to keep right on doing it. We're not going to keep on doing it. We'll do what we want. As evidenced by Gavin Newsom and Eric Garcetti, who decided, oh, yeah, we're going to go en masse to the sports arenas and post for pictures. Gavin Newsom, who is a sissy and a crybaby, when he's confronted with it, says, it was only for a minute, and I had my mask around my face, and then I just did it for the picture. I was trying to be polite. I was trying to be polite, so when we're posing for pictures, I did put my mask down, but I put it right back up. I put it right back up. And Eric Garcetti, who's worse, says, oh, no worries. I held my breath. Well, yeah, I had my mask off, but I was holding my breath. Oh, so that's scientific, huh? If you hold your breath, you can't get COVID. So everybody just hold your breath. There's no point in putting your mask on when you're walking to your table at a restaurant. Just hold your breath. It's only 15 seconds till you get to your table. Just hold your breath. This man thinks you're stupid. Gavin Newsom thinks you're stupid. Your representatives in the Democratic Party think you are stupid. They've played you for fools. They've locked you away. They've shut down your business. They've given you no incentive to open back up your business or even allow you to open back up your business. And Johns Hopkins University, one of the leading universities for medical research, has told you it doesn't matter. They've also told you the masks do not work. You still see people with cloth masks running around, even in their cars. You still see signs on every single store you go into in New York and California and all over the places saying, no mask, no service. Protect yourself. Let's get through this together. Here's a newsflash. You're not getting through it. Is the flu gone? Have we cured the flu? Does no one get the flu? Have we cured pneumonia? Is pneumonia gone? Is there zero incidence of pneumonia in the world ever? Have we cured that? Tuberculosis. Have we cured it? Is there no such thing as tuberculosis anymore? No one gets it ever? The answer is no. You're not going to cure COVID. There's not going to be zero cases. You're going to have to live with it and realize that for elderly and people who are infirmed and people who have a lot of comorbidities, this could be a deadly disease. So can pneumonia. So you take your precautions. You do not close down businesses. You do not tell healthy people, wear masks everywhere you go so you can just breathe in the soot and dust and nastiness that collects on that mask hour after hour after hour after hour until the rate of asthmatics has like tripled. You've created more asthmatics and lung disease. Even when the facts come out, you don't care. So when you're saying we're going to try to crack down on misinformation, folks, you'd have to shut the government down. The government's been the biggest purveyor of misinformation there has ever been. And I know what people are going to say. Well, science changes. Well, no, the science never changed. The reports are in now, and we know the lockdowns did nothing. From the beginning to the end, they did nothing. So there you go. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. If someone said 14 days to slow the spread, my first thought was, well, 14 days, A, isn't too much. B, we don't know what the hell this is, and maybe our government doesn't either. Maybe our government just isn't telling us everything they know. So maybe it is better for 14 days to just be a little cautious. We're going on 2 years plus. And they're still telling you, well, there's going to be another variant, and then there's going to be another variant, and then there's going to be another variant. Are you kidding? So we're just going to keep this up while we see inflation sky high because of half of this, because people can't get anybody to work. On top of it, you've literally devalued the dollar to the point where it's damn near worthless. So, of course, inflation's going to go up. You have more money chasing less product. What do you think's going to happen? And I love how these people say, oh, Biden, though, he got us at $15 an hour. Now when I go to my job at McDonald's, I'm not making 12, I'm making 15. Yeah, well, congratulations. And then when you go to pay your rent, it's twice what it used to be. When you go to put gas in your car, it's twice what it used to be. When you go to have a meal at that very place you're working at, it's a dollar more than it used to be. You've gained nothing. Don't you understand? It's the old shell game. We'll raise your wages by $2 an hour, and subsequently that's going to earn you an extra, oh, I don't know, $60, $70 a week, a couple thousand dollars a year. Meanwhile, the cost of living's went up $5,000 due to it. So I got news. Enjoy it. Because you'd be better off if you were sitting on your $12.50 and Trump was back in office. Simple as that, folks. I mean, the math doesn't lie. You got eyes. Go to the gas pump. Is it $2 a gallon? No. Go buy some meat. What's hamburger? Is it $1.99 a pound? No. Why isn't it? Go buy some lumber. How come everything's rising? Oh, it's that dirty, nasty, filthy virus. That's what did it. Well, if that's what did it, and you're so convinced that that's all that did it, why are you not holding hearings on where this virus came from? Why are you not holding China responsible? Why are you poo-pooing, oh, no, it didn't come from a Wuhan lab. That's misinformation. Well, it's not misinformation anymore, is it? It's pretty much known fact. Why? Why would you literally say to China, well, it's okay, you're going to have the Olympics, that'll be wonderful. We'll send our representatives down. Why are you doing that? By the way, how about if they come back with a different variant? How about that? How about if China says, let's get all the countries here together and we'll zap them with some virus and that'll make it 10 times worse. You know, I'm not saying they're doing that, but, you know, conspiracy theory could happen, right? Well, if it could happen, why are you taking that chance? I can't walk into a McDonald's without a mask, but they can go to China and have the damn Olympics and then come back home. Yeah, that makes sense. See, when things start to not add up, even the liberals, even those with the masks over their eyes, start to peek out from behind that mask and say, yeah, it really doesn't make any sense. He is right about that. How come if I walk in to pay for gas at a place, I have to have a mask on or they won't serve me, but I can sit in the booth right next to it and eat a hot dog for an hour? That doesn't make much sense. And now we see what some of this nonsense is really about, don't we? Because in Virginia, where Glenn Youngkin has said the masks are off in school, we now see some schools saying, oh, no, we've decided differently. We're your governor. We're your elected officials. And we say no. As a matter of fact, one school has told parents, if your child comes to school without a mask, they will be put in detention and you will be forced to come and pick them up. Should they do it again, they will be arrested as trespassers. I want you to let that sink in for a minute. So in other words, we were told to follow the science. Lock down, it's the science. Vax up, it's the science. Put the mask on, it's the science. Now the science has changed. The science has said the lockdowns do nothing. The masks do nothing. And when we now say, okay, we're going to follow that science now, they say, oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you're not. We know better. We don't have to listen to those misinformation doctors. I teach fourth grade social studies. I know more. This is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And thankfully in Canada, they've had enough. And truckers have blocked the Canadian-U.S. border. And that movement is spreading, folks. That movement is spreading. And while their weak-kneed Trudeau hides and says, I got COVID, which I demand to see the test. I think he's just got a case of the yellow streak. But while that's happening, you know what the liberals were doing up in Canada? They were putting nails. I have videos of liberals spreading nails on the highways and the roads in hopes to stop the truckers. We must stop them from asking for freedom. Freedom is bad. Freedom is evil. We want the lockdowns to continue. We want the mask mandates to continue. We want the forced vaccines to continue. We want to be told what to do. We want to lose all of our freedoms. Yeah, that's what they were doing, spreading nails on the ground. And we now see in Canada, some of the police are saying, I mean, there may not be a police solution to this. We may have to call in the military. The military. You're going to call in the military to do what? To do what? You're going to shoot them? Is that what you're going to do? We must protect our public by shooting people who disagree with us. Is that what you're going to do? Throw them in jail? Wait a minute. I thought jail was a bad place. And even if you assaulted your wife and tried to run her over with a car, you don't belong in jail. You don't belong in prison. But if you ask for your freedom, you do. This is what people are waking up to. This is what people are seeing with their own eyes now and saying, oh, you know. Now, there's always going to be that fringe group, folks, who do not see it. There's always going to be that fringe group who says, oh, no. Oh, no. Everything's great. Joe Biden's doing a wonderful job. Gas prices aren't his fault. Inflation's not his fault. The COVID deaths aren't his fault. The lockdowns aren't his fault. Nothing is Joe's fault. If Joe Biden shits his pants, it's Donald Trump's fault. Now, those people are ideologists, and to be perfectly honest with you, they're lying to themselves. They're delusional. They have a disease, and the disease is called, I can't be wrong. I'm too smart. I'm too educated. I'm too well-read. They couldn't have bluffed me. They couldn't have gotten one over on me. They couldn't have used this feeble old man as a puppet to just try to implement socialism. Everything that's happening is happening for our benefit. Just wait and see. You know who you are? You're the same people who trusted Jim Jones with the Kool-Aid. You're the same people who said he wouldn't do that to me. I know Jim Jones. He's a wonderful man. If he says drink the Kool-Aid, then we should drink the Kool-Aid. That's who you are. You're never, ever going to sway those people because they're not independent thinkers. They are stuck with one ideology, and they refuse to budge from that ideology. And if they were leading them into the gas chambers, they would say, it's for my own good. I may die, but it's for the greater good. That's exactly who they are. And you know the type of people I'm talking about. But your average Democratic voter, and I'd even say maybe your average moderate liberal voter, and certainly your independents, are waking up. And they're taking a look at all of this nonsense and saying, wait a minute, how does CNN, who has spread more lies and misinformation than anyone in the world and has an entire group of people ranging from public masturbators to politically corrupt hosts to sexually assaulting men in bars, to thinking 9-year-old girls should be sexually trained to be submissive to men, get to tell me what's true. They're waking up to that. And they're beginning to realize, how are they the bastions of truth when they're the biggest spreaders of misinformation? If you were listening to this show a year and a half ago, told you the lockdowns would do no good, and I told you masks don't work. I didn't just make it up. I didn't just say, I think I'm going to say that because I don't like it. I did my research, and I found there was tons and tons and tons of virologists who were saying the masks don't work. Fauci can say they work all they want. They do not work. And you know what they were forced to do? Shut up. Your channels are off YouTube. Your videos are off YouTube. Your Twitter account's been suspended. You can't get on any social media platform and tell the world, I'm an expert at this and I'm telling you they don't work. No, your opinion will not be listened to. But it was out there. If you dug deep enough, it was out there. I didn't listen to Whoopi Goldberg. See, that's not what I did. I didn't tune into my favorite talk show and say, whatever my favorite talk show host says must be right. Because I'm smart enough to know they're famous, but not necessarily smart. I went and researched what doctors said. And not just one doctor. A lot of doctors. And I know there were some who said they work, and I know there were some who said they didn't. But based upon all of the information that I got with the virus particles and how small they were in comparison and everything, I came to the conclusion the mask will not do you any good. And the lockdowns, I realized, is only going to allow the virus to continue to live. It's not going to kill it. You shut down your store, the virus doesn't say, damn, I got to go in a hole and die now. It's still going to be there. When you pop your head out of the hole, what are you? You're like Bugs Bunny. Take a peek out and see if he's still around. And then you peek your head out of the hole and bam, yeah, still lurking about. Yeah, so you may as well just face it head on. Yeah, if you were old and infirmed, or you had comorbidities, maybe you should stay inside. But since when do you isolate the well? Shouldn't we just isolate the ones who are most vulnerable? I would think that's common sense. But people don't want to do their own research. They want to hear what Joy Behar has to say, Joy Behar. They want to hear what Whoopi has to say. What do you care? What makes them experts? Show me Joy Behar's degree in medical science. Show me Whoopi Goldberg's degree in medical science. Who are they to point a finger at a doctor who has a zillion and one degrees and patents and say, that man is a liar? That man is spreading false information. Based on what? What information do you have that you can prove that? And even if you can prove it, he still has the right to say it. Even if Neil Young says, I don't think he does. I'm going to pull Cinnamon Girl if they don't have that guy thrown off there because I think he's a liar. I don't care what you think, Neil. When I'm not feeling good, I don't call up Neil Young and say, what do you think's wrong with me, Neil? I mean, come on, folks. Wake up to this nonsense. These are just talking heads. They don't know. Listen to the experts. It's absolutely ridiculous. Go to a golf pro and say, what do you think's wrong with my tooth? And you don't go to a dentist and say, I don't know, man, I think my golf swing is off. So why are you looking to Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar and all these ridiculous people, Rachel Maddow, who's just as mad as a hatter? You know how much misinformation Rachel Maddow has spewed? I could fill up five shows with things she said that was blatant, flat-out, proven lies. No one's calling for her to be thrown off the air, including me. But Joe Rogan had somebody on who went against what the government says. That can't be tolerated. And here's all these old hippies who said, we want the man out of our life. We just want to live free. Down with the establishment, man. We just want peace and love. Now all of a sudden, they're like, oh, we're the Gestapo. We don't like what you say. You need to be silenced. The government rules your life, and we like it that way. What a bunch of phonies you are. I mean, you should really look in the mirror and just be ashamed of yourselves. That's what should happen. You should take a damn hard look at your life and realize that thing you you've given up. Principles, everything. You've just thrown down the toilet. Speaking of down the toilet, folks, jobs numbers have come in. You know, Joe Biden, who created more jobs than anybody in history. Remember that? Well, we've lost jobs. I suppose that's Trump's fault. Jobs numbers are horrendous. They've actually declined. And now you know what they're saying? Well, it's because there were part-time help for Christmas. And there's some jobs that are mostly like summer related. So up in the East Coast, are you kidding? You can spin this any way you want to spin it. Jobs again. I've told everybody, in New York, you can go to any store. They've all got, please, we need help. Signs on their windows. Some of them are given signing bonuses. Nobody wants to work. Because A, you've got them scared to death that they're going to catch a virus that's going to kill them immediately. Like the Black Plague, the bubonic friggin' plague. Or you've convinced them, oh, they're not paying enough. You just sit home and let the government take care of you. Here's a good idea. Sit back with your ring-dings and watch The View, and they'll tell you what to think. That's what they want you to do. This government does not want you to think freely. This government does not want you to do your research. This government does not want you communicating with other people. They want to hold the entire book of what you can read in the palm of their hands. This is what you can read. Okay, well, if you do that, then you're an idiot. If someone tells you don't look elsewhere for information, I'm pretty damn sure you should be smart enough to say, well, that doesn't sound right. That sounds you just don't want me to know anything else. And maybe some Democrats and some liberals are waking up and saying, you know, as much as we hated Trump, as much as we called his supporters every name in the book, some of what they're saying here seems to be coming true. They told us that the gas prices would rise instantly. They rose instantly. They told us that inflation would overwhelm you within a year. It's overwhelming you within a year. told you that job numbers would actually fall. See, here's how Joe Biden plays this game. And let me get into how he says he's created more jobs. If tomorrow I say, I'm closing this stretch of the highway, I am the mayor, and this stretch of the highway is closed to cars for a week. And then I say, now only cars are allowed. I can't then turn around and say 10 red cars went through today, so the traffic is up by 1,000%. No, you're the one who closed the jobs down. So when the jobs come back, those aren't new jobs you created. Those are jobs you told them to go back to, you feeble old idiot. No new jobs are being created. And then you say, well, the job numbers are up. Yeah, because you let them go back to work. Show me the new jobs. Where are they? Pacifics, you can't because there aren't any. Because you can't even fill the jobs that are there. What, do you think these people are just putting help wanted signs in their window for fun? You think they're offering signing bonuses for fun? And you're going to sit there and tell these people who own businesses, oh, I don't know what to tell you because jobs are thriving. No, they're not. People don't want to work. They got used to lockdown. They got used to lazy life. They got used to the government giving them their money, and they like it, some of them. And now they're saying, well, this will be all right. I'm for basic income. Maybe, $8,000, $9,000 a week would be good, and I just get to sit home and eat ring-dings and watch Whoopi. Terrific. That'll do a lot for your health and your morale. If they're so concerned about your health, how come they want everybody just sitting around? You know, at least they would say to you, look, even during the height of the pandemic, if you have a rural area where you can walk or jog or run, go out and get the fresh air in your lungs. No, they didn't do that. They said, you better wear a mask and you better stay inside. And if you're 5 feet outside your lawn, the mask police are going to come and get you. They don't want you healthy. And yet they say it's all for your health. Well, if it's all for your health, I got news. This backfired because the lockdowns did more to denigrate the American public's health than COVID did in the long run. Oh, COVID's got the numbers now. But let's wait and see 5 years what the numbers, increased numbers of heart attack and lung disease and all kinds of other things is from being locked away and forced to wear masks constantly. It's outrageous, folks. And I'm glad to see some people are actually waking up a little bit. I'm glad to see it. I have several friends who say, oh, it's never going to happen. They'll never wake up. And I always tell them they will eventually. Because when it starts to really hurt you and your family and your pocketbook, you're going to start to ask questions. And when you ask questions and you get ridiculous answers, then you start to get insulted. And you say, well, now I've been insulted. And now it's personal. I mean, Jen Psaki was literally laughing about the crime rate. To listen to Fox News, you would think that there's a horrible, irrational rise in the crime rate. It's just not true. Maybe it's not true where you live, Jen. But I think you better take a good damn look around. Because all of your Democratic states are being overrun with murder rates way up, shootings way up. I don't even want to talk about shoplifting and theft. Forget it. It's off the charts. It's to the point that the shoplifting is so bad, their stores actually had to close and say, well, we can't deal with it. We're getting more shoplifters and customers. When they found out they could take a grand's worth of stuff and not get in any real trouble, you got 10, 12, 14 of them coming in every day, filling up the cart with a calculator saying that's $999. Thank you. Have a nice day. And we got one old lady shopping for graham crackers in aisle 7 who's going to spend $1.80. Does that make sense? So we're just closing. Rather than to just be an open market for theft. But Jen Psaki thinks it's funny. She thinks it's a joke. because that's what the new Democratic Party has become. They blatantly break the rules for themselves. They blatantly don't wear masks and they don't social distance, all the while telling you that you have to. They blatantly tell you there's nothing wrong with your neighborhood when they all live in rich, elite neighborhoods where there isn't any crime. They don't follow these rules, and they don't give a damn how high inflation goes because they're not going to be worrying about what the price of gasoline is. They're not going to worry about what the price of hamburger is because it's not going to affect them. They'll sit at the table and eat whatever they want. They'll drive whatever they want to drive. Here's Arnold Schwarzenegger saying, oh, you must follow the rules and you must get an electric car. And then he gets in an accident. He's got a great big gigantic gas guzzler that takes about the emissions on that thing is about 50 freaking cars. Because he's a phony. You see, they're all dialed into you do. The little people must do. We don't have to do. We're the elites. We do what we want. You follow our rules. There are no rules for us. And when they get caught inside their own hypocrisy, they just make up some complete lie. Because they think you're dumb and you'll fall for it. So to any of you liberal and Democrats listening, this isn't about left or right, and it's not about whose team is better. It's about your very life and your family's life and your livelihood and your enjoyment of your life in this country. And I've told you and I will continue to tell you, once the opposition, which they consider the Republicans and the conservatives, are dealt with, they're coming for you. And you'll be forced to do exactly what they say when they say, and you ain't going to like it. And then it's going to be too late because half of the Republicans are just going to say, well, we told you and you didn't want to listen, so F you. And the people who are supporting them. Those are the heroes right now, folks. Not Neil Young, not Joni Mitchell, not Don Lemon, not Whoopi Goldberg, not Dr. Fauci, not Joe Biden. Heroes are on the Canadian-U.S. border saying we're fighting for freedom. I suggest you do the same thing, folks, before you no longer have any.